batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Intimidating investment terms multiplied by mixed equities and mutual fund things I don't understand, divided by the need to invest, minus insight to make wise decisions, plus frustration of market uncertainty, carry the confusion equals... What the heck is a PE ratio?
When you invest with Thrive and Asset Management, we do all the homework so you don't have to. Put our experts to work for you by visiting Thrivent.com. Securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Reporter Joe Gomez says the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell means increased traffic on some social media sites.
Now that gay and lesbian troops in the military can openly serve their country without fear of reprisal, social networking sites for gay troops like OutServe.org are growing. Sue Fulton with the website says the opportunity to talk to fellow JLPT soldiers can have a life-altering effect for some of them.
One guy told us that I had a friend who took his life. I just believe if he'd had this group, he might not have done that.
For the first time ever, a convention for active duty GLBT troops is being held in Las Vegas this weekend. Joe Gomez for CBS News, Houston.
Apple will hold a private memorial service for Steve Jobs tomorrow at Stanford University. The Wall Street Journal says invitations have gone out to Silicon Valley execs and other people who were close to Jobs. The Apple co-founder, who was the mastermind, of course, behind the iPhone, died earlier this month after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part.
And that's Auto Parts.
Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
1270, The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Welcome back to my co-host, JP. And I really did enjoy your moment of common sense. Although it was pretty outrageous.
Outrageous?
Yes, outrageous. I wanted to tell you about this email that I received from a listener on how to fix Congress, since we were talking earlier about Congress and passing of and how many votes are what, and they're all getting closer and closer to all voting for the same thing. But here's some, because we talked about this months ago, and the representatives and senators need to be paid by the states where they come from. Is that possible to have that happen?
That's different. I've never heard that one.
Yeah. They weigh the state. That way, the state can control their pay. After all, they are elected by the people of the state. I agree with that. This would stop all the raises. Each state could define their pay. This would also put them into a state health care and retirement plan and get them out of the federal programs. This would eliminate number four below, which is Congress would no longer vote themselves a pay raise. That's part of the deal. What do you think? Here we go. 26th Amendment, granting the right to vote for 18 years or older, took only 3 months and 8 days to be ratified. Why? Simple. The people demanded it. That was in 1971, before computers, before emails, before cell phones. So she's saying we can get something done. Over the 20 of the 27 amendments to the Constitution, 7 of them took 1 year or less to become the law of the land, all because of public pressure. We need to apply public pressure, okay? Here's the Congressional Reform Act of 2011. No tincture.
No
tenure.
Tenure.
No tenure. No tincture. No pension. A congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they're out of office. Congress, past, present, and future, participates in Social Security,
okay,
which
that,
means...
They already do.
Okay, that means that all the funds of the Congressional Retirement Fund move to Social Security. They did that how long ago? 2 years?
It's decades ago now.
Really?
Really.
Wow, I'm not up to date, am I?
What?
All future funds flow into the Social Security system, and that's happening, right?
Right.
And Congress participate in the American, the same thing with the American people. May not be used for any other purpose. They cannot take money out of the Social Security fund
right.
for any other reason at all. Number three, Congress can purchase their own retirement plan just like all Americans do. Four, Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. What they'll do is the pay raise will be by the lower CPI or 3%. What right. is it now? Do you have any idea?
They have this
5%?
They have this strange system where they don't vote on their pay raises. They have to vote to not get the pay raise. So that way they've kind of slid through the whole process. They don't ever have to go on record as voting for their own pay raise. Isn't that sneaky?
That is so very sneaky.
So they get an automatic
new?
Raise, and the only way they don't get the automatic raise
is if they vote against it.
So they just don't vote on it.
Oh my God.
Is that crazy?
They leave. They leave and go across the state line and take a vacation. Number five, Congress loses their current health care system and participates in the same health care system that all American people do, which means they don't get it forever unless they pay for it. Congress must equally abide by all laws they impose on the American people, and their children must pay back student loans. All contracts with past and present congressmen are void, effective 1/1/12, she says. The American people did not make this contract with congressmen. Congressmen made all these contracts for themselves. Serving in Congress is supposed to be an honor, not a career. The founding fathers envisioned citizen legislatures, so ours should serve their term, then go home and back to work. Thank you for that very much, Jennifer. I won't mention her last name, but she emailed it. That works.
Here's what's funny about that email.
Mm-hmm.
That email or other versions of it has been going around for 40 years.
40 years?
In January 15th of 2010, I wrote a column about that email. It was slightly different because they've added a couple things and fixed things.
Well, how come it's never... Well, we did
but
get one thing
the Social Security
solved.
Thing
the
is Social still Security. Wrong. They're yeah. all in Social Security now. But when that email started, they weren't in Social Security. So,
so now we got, what, five more to go before we've really got a reformed act here?
And I got in a debate with a family member who said they... get the same laws as the rest of it, but they don't.
They don't.
Here's what happens. When Congress passes a law, they almost always exempt themselves. And then only if the public finds out about their exemption from a certain law and gets angry,
does it
Congress
come, up
come
again?
Back and say, okay, yeah, okay, okay, it applies to us too. But usually they exempt themselves.
Well, and you know what? That's not quite so bad if they were only serving a certain amount of term. But like she said, these career politicians, it isn't right. It's not right.
No.
Go back to work.
Yeah, get the heck out of there.
Get the heck out. One final thing before we get to our breast cancer blowout, because Regina is waiting to tell us all about this wonderful event coming up. It's a big pink party. Is that two Americans, Thomas Sargent of New York University and Christopher A. Sims of Princeton University, won the Nobel Prize in Economics.
Is that cool?
Did you read about that?
Yeah.
And the award was $1.5 million yeah. prize.
It's always that, yeah.
Well, yeah, you always work for money, right? Wow, that's unbelievable, though. But
and
here.
And I told you the cool part
yeah,
is that,
tell me the
is
cool
that
part.
They're anti-Keynesian economists.
Which you're going to have to explain Keynesian.
Keynesian is the branch of economics which has been, and I thought was thoroughly discredited before the current president, which believes that the more the government spends, the better for the economy. And I'm not sure even John Maynard Keynes himself believed that. But that's what the Keynesian economics believe.
Well, it wouldn't hurt if they were spending it here.
That's what Democrats are trying to do is spend money to save the economy. Well, these two guys prove that that doesn't work. And they've been awarded the Nobel Prize.
Macroeconomics?
So, right.
Right.
So it's kind of cool that in the middle of Obama's presidency, these two guys won.
Conspiracy theory, JP?
I don't know. I bring everything to politics, don't I?
Yes, just you do. Me. Sargent and... Don't tempt me. No. Sargent and Sims have independently developed complementary methods that make it possible to evaluate policy and trace efforts over time. And
cool.
they deserve $1.5 million for that. Keynesians or no Keynesians, it's pretty crazy.
That's the high point of an academic's life, winning the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, it is. And also one final thing, federal appeals court issued a ruling Friday that temporarily blocked parts of an Alabama law requiring schools to check the immigration status of students. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, here's our administration attacking the states again.
Unbelievable. Final decision on the law won't be made for months, which allows for more time for arguments, which, oh, that's just par for the course, isn't it? So that's not going
to
happen.
The states keep trying to handle the immigration thing, and the feds keep stopping them.
Come on in, Regina. We got a big breast cancer blowout coming, and we want to talk about it. Regina's here from Aquarius Salon and Spa. And breast cancer blowout. I love this. Breast cancer blowout. We should have brought you in a little earlier. There's JP. Hi. Nice to meet you, Regina.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
We should have gotten
you in here earlier, but you know, I can't get him off politics very quickly.
Well, it's definitely a fascinating subject.
It is a fascinating
subject.
What a
political answer. See, that was a politician's answer.
See, she knows. Tell us about this big breast cancer blowout coming. I mean, there's so much fight against breast cancer.
There is. And you know, this is our second annual breast cancer blowout, Aquarius Salon. We decided we would like to support breast cancer, but we decided this year we're going to do it with a local Rena White, who's